Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
No, we gotta run it again, guys. We're gonna do it again. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there.
Look at you, our favorite little film director.
Sorry, guys, you know, busy putting together the next blockbuster.
You're an artsman.
Well, someone's gotta do it.
Yep. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. If you're listening on the radio, the joke is Marcos looks like he makes blockbuster films right now.
Joke.
Or he just finished starring in Jurassic World.
He looks like he stole from Steven Spielberg's closet.
Wow. You'll thank me one day.
Steven says Steven Spielberger. Quentin Tarantino. Tarantino.
That up. I'm sorry. Sorry. Oh, man. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport in Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. There were F. McDavid chants last night at 11, I'm seeing.
Yes, there were.
I guess he's not coming here.
You know what? I can imagine a year ago, I would say the same thing about Brad Marchand. So,
yeah, it's That's not true. Out of the question.
I don't feel like there were.
I tell you what, we don't have the same problem the Heat have. The Panthers don't. They seem to get all of the players.
Man, this is the destination right now, right? This is a good spot to be in as an organization. I'll show you some videos from last night for those who are just tuning in and not seeing the Panthers part. This is from David Veronis from the Sun Sentinel. Oh my God, what a party. They're all jumping on stage. The fog machine is blasting. Absolutely insanity right now.
Man.
That's gorgeous.
That is just amazing.
No, this is from last night?
Yep.
Because I'm like, it wouldn't surprise me if they were doing that right now. Right.
I don't know who has the cup right now.
Right, that's a good call.
Wait, you know, Keeper the Cup.
Look for the guy with the white hair and the white gloves. He's got to be somewhere around there.
Keeper of the Cups?
Yeah.
He's...
You know, I do feel like you can't do that with every trophy. Like, the Stanley Cup has an aura to it, for sure.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, history to it, man. Got all the names that are there.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine. The coolest thing I've ever seen happen with the, the Lamar Hunt trophy? Is that the football one? Or is that the AFC trophy?
I can't remember. Vince Lombardi trophy?
Oh, there you go. What's the AFC, Lamar Hunt? Or am I just making this name up?
I don't know what the conference trophies are, to be fair. Heard. I don't know.
Well, the coolest trophy thing I've seen in football is Tom Brady throw one from a boat to a boat. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, with Tampa. Yep. Yeah. So much cooler than his last Boston one where Bill Belichick was chanting everybody to do their job.
No days off.
So stupid.
Dade South says he's Francis Ford Coppola. Okay.
Oh boy, there's Bennett.
Part of the group but jumped on stage.
He's so happy and rich. He's gonna be so happy and rich. Good for Sam Bennett. Wow. What a time it was last night.
man, if we have an opportunity to keep these guys, that's looking really, really good for...
I think you can keep two of the three.
Yeah, Ekblad already said bye.
I didn't like how sad Ekblad was last night. Ekblad's like, I'm sorry, guys, they're offering me $9 million. He's like wiping his tears with money. I've been a Panther my whole life. Oh, he goes, Ekblad, why are you wiping your tears with hundreds? It's been 12 years.
I mean, if there's anybody who deserves to be here, what that guy went through early on in his career, right?
It's gonna be a hard day when if Ekblad does leave and him and Barkey are separated, the best of friends.
Yep.
And then he's like looking at him with Reinhardt. He goes, "Reinhardt's your new best friend." That's...
What a horrible take in our chat here. But I can understand. I am kind of done with the Florida Panthers winning the cup. What?
Must be an Edmonton fan. I can't get enough.
Everyone is enjoying this. Everyone on the internet is enjoying this. You know, I know we're trolling everyone, but I feel like even people from Boston are enjoying this. Like
the only people who are miserable now are probably Boston, Toronto, and Edmonton. Because Edmonton's sad because they're going to lose McDavid. Toronto's sad because they think we could have been there. And Boston's obviously sad because Brad Marchand's having the time of his life.
Yeah, he really is.
Maybe Rod Brind'Amour. Rod Brind'Amour looks like he's like, oh, you should have shook their hands. Want to shake your hand.
What about Knobloch?
He's, I don't know. He's a fuddy-duddy. I don't know. Him and Pooper look like they're probably like plotting against the Cats. How did they do this? Unbelievable. Hey, Frogboy, you got that ESPN clip from this morning with Markieff Morris. Markieff Morris was on ESPN, and he's one of the... And I've always said, man, I love the Morris twins. The Morris twins on ESPN?
No.
What a find.
Stop it, you fraud, because I saw this, and so I know where this is going. And everybody should also know that whether you're a bum or you're liked by one show pony, it basically has to do with what you say during free agency or before the playoffs start.
Well, it's so, just, you know, Markieff Morris, you know, I think has always been the underappreciated Morris twin. You know, everybody's been Markieff Morris is the better Morris. It's like, I've always been a Keefe guy.
Okay.
So always been a Keefe guy.
Let's play what he said, and then we'll know why.
Start with you, Markieff. Tell me where you'd like to see Kevin Durant be playing by the time we get to this time next Friday.
Me personally, same thing I said earlier. I would like him to be playing South Beach, man. I think it sets up perfectly to be on a team with guys like Bam Adebayo that does it all, right? The culture of winning in Miami. You have another elite scorer in Tyler Herro, but he could step right in and be the ultimate scorer that he has been, right? And there's no shots at other coaches. For the little bit of time that I played in Miami, that was the best brand of basketball that I've been a part of. Spo does a great job of getting the best out of guys, and I think that's the perfect spot for him, man. The East is wide open, and, you know, he can flourish there.
I just hope that UD's smile alone is not considered tampering.
Yeah, UD was on camera with Markieff, and he was loving the takes.
He was over there going,
he's like, yeah, you tell him, Markieff. I've always loved Markieff Morris. I really have. You know, I've always been a Markieff Morris guy. It really is unfortunate what happened to him when that thug Nikola Jokic went and blindsided him with a hit behind the back. And those coward Jokic brothers did what they did to Markieff Morris. Because I've always been a Markieff Morris fan. And what a take. Wow. What a take. More Morris twins all the time.
Oh, more.
Love the Morris twins.
More of them now, huh? Interesting.
I love me some Morris twins, dude. Mm. What a take.
Hmm.
He's right. Wow, his favorite brand of basketball ever. He played like 6 games that year.
Yeah.
Before because that thug Joker blindside hit him. Never, broke his neck.
Never came back from that, huh? Never came back from that.
Why are people saying I'm the worst?
Can I just ask a question? Why at least one player that the Heat signed in the middle of the season is going to have an injury that puts him out for the year? Like, we can go back with Markieff, right? What happened 2 years ago with Terry. With Terry?
Oladipo.
Last year, Oladipo.
Oh, Oladipo. You're not wrong.
Last year with Wiggins.
Remember when Oladipo was like, I couldn't even stand out of bed?
Oof.
I tell you what, though. He had a couple of games where you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Misfit, man. I'm not being fake, though. Vlad's saying I'm being fake. I'm not being fake. I've always loved the Morris twins.
Hey.
Well, I don't know if you said some things about that. The television appearances.
Hey. Wait, he said Astron was his favorite brand of basketball.
Yeah, he didn't play too much basketball down here, so I'm not sure. Maybe in practice, you know. Those practices get intense. Right before.
Good teammate.
I'm not going to touch this.
Hmm?
Jennifer wants to be in Marcos's movie.
As a dinosaur?
Yeah, but she can't be a dinosaur with wings.
Huh.
That would be counterproductive.
Hmm.
So what would she be?
Do you think like
I think she'd be one of those little, what was those little crazy little animal, the little baby dinosaurs that were raptor? Tearing up everything. Raptor. Yeah.
I feel like J-Fig's cave woman ancestors were probably like taking out pterodactyls back in the day.
Well, it's true.
They were flying around and then she like did a slingshot rock taking them out.
She agrees. She'd be a raptor.
Hmm.
Cropsaurus.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Where did you get a director's boom mic?
Action!
By nowhere.
Oh, my God.
He got it in the green room.
Aren't you supposed to have an audio person for that?
Budget cuts.
Hey,
low budget independent film?
Budget cuts.
By the way, it's our show. There's no budget cuts. You had to have budget to have budget cuts.
He looks like you're going to be at some kind of film festival coming up. What are you going to? What's the famous one that they go to?
Sundance.
Sundance. Yeah, you're going to Sundance in Utah. Is that where that is?
We're moving it this year. No sun in Utah.
Wow.
I think we got it, guys.
Can you just do an entire film on drunk Barkov?
I wish. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a post?
Like that should be where, like that should just be a film in itself. Just musings of a drunk Barkov, hammered yesterday, trying to explain himself.
Like he's the Sam Reinhardt. He won everything last 4 years, but Sasha Barkov here. So I have two names in the search column.
He realizes it's his Instagram, yeah. Like he doesn't have Sasha to Barkov introduce here.
He's being humble, guys. Hey, just in case you don't know, it's him.
You know, sometimes when you get a little buzzed or absolute drunk, you feel like you have to over-explain stuff, right? So, like, the only reason why we're looking at that is because it's Sasha Barkov. The fact that he has to announce who it is, that goes to show you how inebriated he may be.
He's trying to remind himself.
Sasha Barkov here. So I have two names in the search column in my Instagram. But one is by mistake.
Talk and there's backwards. You guys ready? Let's get back in there.
There's two names in the search column. Summer Rae. You probably don't know who it is.
Don't know, but Sam Reinhart.
Sam Reinhart.
There we go.
Now I think he has a crush on Summer Rae.
I wonder how she feels.
Probably honored. He's a two-time champion.
I'd be honored, too.
What a time to be alive. David saying, did Tobin really ask if 11 was a nightclub or a strip club? Dude, listen, I haven't been to a club in I don't know how long.
The answer is yes, it's both.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that they had some cheeks to celebrate.
I don't know if they were interested in the cheeks yesterday.
Did they? I mean, I didn't see any cheeks present.
Yeah.
So there's a group picture in the entrance of 11, and there's two girls that are covered in body paint as like a Panthers jersey, and they're not even paying attention to any of them.
Yeah.
They're barely acknowledging their presence there.
There's only one lady that has their eye, and that's the Stanley Cup, the horny Stanley Cup.
Man, was I seeing the correct tweets from the Stanley Cup, or were these like NBA Central?
No, I think that was real. The actual Stanley Cup account is very horny.
Very and it's horny. Like,
it was telling Brad, it was telling Sam Bennett, come kiss me with that mustache.
Strange, very strange tweets coming from Stanley.
Meanwhile, I feel sorry for the guy who's walking around in a black suit with white gloves trying to keep this thing under wraps.
Does he have any tweets this morning, or you think he's still recovering?
Man.
I think they do the switchover. Like, he said there's two guys. I think they, like, he can't follow that cup around all that time.
So you think, like, I think it's Philip Pritchard is the one guy, and then Mike Bolt? Do you think they have a hot tag on him?
Right. Yeah. But I think they definitely have all hands on deck for this celebration.
That's not fair. You need a young guy who can actually like celebrate and enjoy it.
First of all, if you have a young guy, he's gonna be drinking out of the Stanley Cup too.
Yeah, you're right. I'll do it.
you need an old guy that needs a nap, that he ain't gonna be down for the silly business.
Well, I was looking at pictures and definitely silly business.
Mm.
He's in the background just having a great time. Good for him.
Lord Stanley?
I don't know what's going to happen at this parade on Sunday, because these guys really do feel more tilted already than they were last year.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what I like about these guys? Their whole goal was to make sure the new guys get to experience the full party, right? New guys get the trophy first. New guys, come on, this is where we're going. Like, yeah.
Stolen McRib says, Tobin, what was the mascot that was horny for you, the Easter Bunny? Yeah, we did. I mean, if you want to relive a traumatic moment, Stolen McRib, it was the Easter Bunny.
I mean, yikes. I personally, wait, I like the photo of you. I like the photo of you with the Village People mustache.
That was with our pet bunny.
With the bunny,
my roommate said.
All,
but
all you needed now was some tight ass jorts, and you.
No, could, I was
honorary
I was,
member of the Village People.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
adorable!
That is a moment I will not forget, because we were doing we had to pay a bet. It was Joy Taylor and I, and we were supposed to do Santa. But it was just too packed. We couldn't get a picture with Santa. So we ended up having to roll over the punishment till Easter. And we went to the Galleria Mall in Fort Lauderdale. And we went to go take a picture with the Easter Bunny. And so, like, you know.
Money doesn't get as much run as Santa Claus, right?
It doesn't. Right. But I think now I know why. But, you know, the Easter Bunny was sitting there and took his picture with Joy. And no drama. She seemed fine with it. And then I go. And just to make the picture a little, you can see there in the picture, JFig's hold, you know, the first one where you can see I'm holding a little stuffed bunny. So I just thought it would be funny because, you know, like sometimes when you go and you talk to the mascots, they have like a little toy, or Santa, they have a little toy to give to the kids, whatever. So I grab it. I thought it would make it funnier if I took a picture with the little stuffed bunny. I sit down next to the mascot,
You're not sitting down next to him. You sat on his lap.
No, I sat down next to him. I didn't sit on his lap. I would have crushed him.
I don't know. There's a lot of smiling.
I'm telling you, it was a wide bench. I'm not sitting on his lap.
No, that's panic in his eyes.
I'm not sitting on his lap. But as I gather myself and we take the picture, I really don't want to tell the rest of the story.
No.
It's very traumatic.
There's a reason behind the smile we want to hear.
As I lean back and we go, cheese. After the picture, he leans into my ear and he goes, "Why don't you grab onto the big bunny?"
You're like, wait. Jeez. Are you like talking underneath your teeth? Get away from me, perv.
No, I didn't say anything. I just got that and got out. I got my picture and I got out.
Yeah. Why don't you grab onto the big bunny?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm just thinking about, like, immediately my mind just goes to just this place of, excuse me?
Squeaky cheeks.
Why don't you grab onto the big bunny?
Clever line by him, by the way.
No, it's not.
But quite pervy. Yeah,
give him props after he traumatized you for life.
Hey, good is good.
Wow.
Oh my Yikes. Goodness.
How many Easters ago was that? Is this 10 years on that, you think?
At least.
Has to be.
Wow.
It has to be.
An anniversary you don't want to remember.
Dude South says he wanted the Keister Bunny.
That's good. That is pretty
the
good.
Biggest point you can get right now.
Wow. Witcher. Anyway, if you guys want to go to Exotica.
Okay.
Really?
Returning to Miami it's Airport really Convention no, Center.
Oh my goodness.
On June 27th to the 29th. You guys could win a 4-pack of tickets, you and your big money. If you guys want to get a chance to win, go to the WQAM contest page, WQAM.com.
That rabbit said, hold my eggs.
Oh, man.
Oh, by the way, I've been to one of these.
Exotica?
It was in Vegas like 30 years ago.
Wow.
I just happened to be there.
Did you?
And it was going on.
Wow.
You planned that trip around that.
We went, and it's like, first of all, it's huge, right? And I saw some things.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure 30 years ago, too. A lot of
it's not called erotica for nothing.
Well, it's not
not called erotica. It's called Exotica.
Exotica. Sorry.
Three X's.
Erotica for nothing.
Mm.
It was quite eye-opening.
Mm. Well, now everyone else gets a chance to win and see what Leroy saw.
We'll take a break, mix things up on the other side.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And join me in Solana on Sunday at noon as we celebrate the Panthers Stanley Cup Championship and the broadcast live from Lulu's Bait Shack on Fort Lauderdale Beach for the Panthers Parade and Celebration. It's sponsored by Gulfstream Park. Thrills at every turn at Gulfstream Racetrack and Casino. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
The Mesman and Dover, and all you need, go needs. The Mesman and Dover, one big happy family. Yeah. All right, we got a little partly cloudy. Winds are light, maybe 5 miles an hour. Nothing's really moving. I'm going to say it's still coming out of the east southeast. And it's about 88 degrees. Other than that, looks like a pretty nice day. Going to be warm. And always look out for the passing evening shower because it is South Florida.
All right. How'd you do, Froggy?
He did excellent. 88 degrees, partly cloudy at the moment. Winds out of the east-southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And as of right now, no rain listed for the future. But as Leroy said, always
it's that time of year. You might get a passing shower. I always, this time of year in the evening, in the evenings, always, like, just be prepared. You might get a little crop duster.
No, hold on. I don't.
It rained an hour ago here.
Is that the proper term?
Yeah. Hmm. Like just a passing shower.
All right. Like a cloud farting out a little bit of rain.
What is the, I know. That's why I kind of, we knew you were going to pick up on that. But more importantly, Marcos,
yeah.
Why don't you give us a weather update on Sunday?
Oh, that's great. As of right now, we have few showers, scattered thunderstorms in the very, very early morning. But it seems like that should clear up by 10 a.m. and then return again at 11 a.m. It seems like we may be dealing with similar weather if this continues. We have isolated thunderstorms listed for noon on Sunday when the parade begins. And then it should clear up after that.
Let me give you guys a bit of advice. Mm. Okay. Usually when the weather is like this, in the mornings it rains out east. And then those clouds come across the west. And what happens is the westerly wind holds all those storms over West Broward and Dade. So that's why you usually get the evening showers out west. So if things go according to the way they normally go, you might get some morning showers out east. Then those showers will move across, you know, over to the west, and it might be okay afternoon.
All right, Jim Cantore, we don't need the breakdown of the wide nine weather.
No.
I'm just telling you.
That was good. Hey, that was good. Hey, don't shame him.
Hey.
Yeah.
Why are you messing around? That crap is accurate.
That crap is accurate.
I mean, okay, cool. I'll just look at my phone, though.
Mm. Well, I'm telling you how it is in South Florida.
You used westerly winds. What are you, Littlefinger?
Okay.
Well, let's get to the mixed bag there, director. What do you got in the mixed bag today there, Froggy?
Sweat. Simple as that. Not a lot of things make this man sweat on the football field, but it seems like airports do the trick. Mr. Bill Belichick, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Very sweaty.
Wow.
Very, very sweaty. This is images from the Charlotte airport on Wednesday, trying to catch a plane to Las Vegas. Very sweaty. Very sweaty. Shoe off. What are we doing here?
You sure that wasn't rain? Because she looks kind of wet, too. Her hair looks like it may be a little wet.
But, like, it's in the same area where he was wearing his book bag. So that's why I assume, like, must have been, like, where he was wearing it.
Looked kind of wet, right?
She does look kind of wet, too, but
yeah.
She kind of looks like a wet dog always, so maybe that's just me.
What, did he, like, hop in the pool before he got onto his flight?
Yeah, it's true. Like, we walked out of the Uber? Nonetheless, I hate them. Let's move on in the mixed bag. Hot take by me there. Tyrese Halliburton.
You seem to hate any famous couple. I got to be honest with you.
Maybe I hate love. Let's see.
Why do you have so much hate in your heart?
Name a famous couple, though. You know, there's two of them. Belichick and the Kelce. I don't know any other famous couples.
I saw that Kylie Kelce was upset with all the people, all the ladies thirsting over Jason Kelce.
Oh, I did see that.
Why?
Why? Yeah, she was on her podcast.
JFig. One of those thirsters apparently takes that offensively.
Apparently. I mean, I didn't see it, so I have no idea what they're talking about.
Well,
I just told you what they were talking about. She's sick of Astron thirsting over her lumberjack.
I saw someone get a tattoo of Jason Kelce recently, and the only thing covering his naughty area was an eagle logo. So, as you can imagine, you don't want your partner being tattooed on other women's body. Solid work by them.
I was on a woman's body?
Yes, it was. I'll show you the tattoo after I play this clip.
No, I've seen the tattoo.
Oh.
That I've seen, yeah.
Thought it was a man's body.
I did.
Could have been like a, you know, I get it. Like, hey, you're last in fantasy football. Get this tattoo. Tyrese Halliburton calls TJ McConnell the great white hope.
Unbelievable. I don't even have the words. He's a great white hope. You know, that's what we call him. But he's just amazing. Continues to get downhill, put pressure on the defense. And, man, he is he's unbelievable.
He really is. Like, he's been a heat killer for a long time. But, I mean, he's cranked it to a different level on this stage. It's been awesome.
He manages to get to the bucket regardless of who's guarding him. Right? He's going to have one or two just unbelievable steals.
Yep.
Like, and they, oh, why does OKC fall for the lazy inbound pass after a made bucket?
Every time.
You know that dude's lurking.
Every time.
Every time.
They
fall for it once or twice a game.
The greatest intangibles player there is right now walking the planet.
Caruso doesn't start, does he?
No.
Okay, so it's between him and Caruso as
King Intangibles.
Yep.
They're battling it out. Meanwhile, Peyton Pritchard's looking on the sideline, waiting for his opportunity.
Pritchard's lurking. He's lurking. I mean, he was sixth man of the year this year. He's lurking, but he's not number one right now.
Who else is there? Who else is besides the bigs? Like, the big Serbians always kill, you know, like, they always get us, but who's the other, like, smaller point guard? Caruso's the tallest of all of them. He's like 6'5".
Yeah, but you have Dalton Connect, that other Laker Connect guy. What's the other Laker? Austin Rivers, right? No.
Austin Reeves?
Reeves, there you go. Rivers is Doc's son.
Black.
Yeah, he's Doc. Well, I mean, you know, in the middle. But
he's your shade.
He's no Austin Reeves, for sure.
I don't think Doc Rivers would appreciate that.
I apologize, Doc. I apologize.
Hey, they got enough. Why are you giving them one of ours?
I apologize.
They already tried to take Michael Jackson.
Harkenstein? Harkenstein, too? Don't forget it.
Oh, no, he's like.
We lost him. I didn't. I was on a.
Hey. You thought he was an intangible.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Tricked us.
Same thing with Ty Jerome.
Ty Jerome, yeah.
Figure that one out. By the way, this is that tattoo I was talking about earlier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who got that tattoo?
This woman.
I'm telling you, I thought it was on a man's body. So it was her?
Yeah, it was her.
Too horny.
Who, his wife?
No, this doctor lady, I guess.
The doctor lady got a tattoo of
Jason Kelce?
Yeah.
Look at his no square.
What kind of doctor is she?
Love
doctor of love.
I mean,
yeah.
Wow, that's kind of creepy.
Christian awesome. Brown in the Intangibles Derby.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Spell Braun.
Yeah,
it's annoying.
That's good. What about DiVincenzo? Do we count that one?
Yeah, DiVincenzo's there too.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, the race is heated. The race is heated nowadays.
Dude, we don't have, like, our intangible would be Davion Mitchell.
No.
Pella, yeah.
Well, they do very similar stuff.
Pella's going to be, Pella idolizes.
Yeah, can you be McConnell intangible if he's your European?
He's Swedish. And he played college ball.
All right.
We're taking them.
Okay. College ball in Arizona.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
Teron Armstead.
What about him?
Getting ready to play this year, and this is the moment in which he decided, I think I'm good.
Hey, number one, he was a rookie from the Rams. That young boy, Jerry Verse,
Yep.
I'm cool. I'm good. I never got to see that man again. I'm all right with I'm okay with that. Never seeing that young man again in my life. Bull Rush different. Dog is different. You know that it's coming. You brace yourself. He's different. Jerry Verse is different. He will be a defensive player of the year one of these days. Mark my words.
Wow.
Leroy, is there like a specific young player as you were getting towards the final years of your career where you saw him do something and you're like, yeah.
Nah, because like my mindset was a little different, right? Because like everybody gets to that upper stage of their career and they think that, okay, now I'm going to try an old head. Now I'm gonna go ahead on and get mine, right? But the problem is you still got to tackle that dude. And so I was still, till my last days, able to get people in some uncomfortable spots where like they were like, uh-oh, bad body position, too late. Now you looking for your mouthpiece because it done got knocked out, right? I would say for me, it was more an off-season thing, right? Wow. Like I had shoulder surgery, and then as soon as I could walk on crutches, I had knee surgery. When they start calling people, asking where they are for camp, I was still limping. And that was my key. I said, I'm not going to camp hurt.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's when I kind of knew. But it wasn't ever – I always had enough in me to not get got by the young guys, because even if they're coming to hit you, you still have an opportunity to do what you do and make, you know, and kind of avoid it or whatever. So, but I could understand where he's coming from, because there were times where, like I told you, we had, there was a linebacker in Pittsburgh. And I was running down the middle of the field on a route. And I wasn't slow, but I wasn't like Devon Achane. But I could run decent. And I'm running, and I look to my right, and there's a dude that's wearing number 95 running with me. And he played linebacker, and he was 295 pounds. And I realized that the NFL is a little bit different, and that ain't no level of football I ever played where somebody could keep up with me outweighing me by 65, 70 pounds.
Jeez.
Was it Greg Lloyd?
No, Greg Lloyd was tiny.
Oh.
Greg Lloyd wasn't big. It was not Kevin Green.
So you never had a moment where it was like, well, this Derrick Brooks, pretty good.
No. And those guys are always good. But the problem is that you have other guys blocking them too that they got to worry about. You very rarely are dealing with them one-on-one, right? Because they got to do other stuff.
This Ray Lewis. Got to watch out for him.
Ray Lewis was intense, but it was a different – he was one of those guys that he was 250-ish, but he could run. He was always going to be there. He didn't quit. You know, like, yeah, you got guys that you have to deal with like that, but keep in mind, he also got to shake a 300-plus pound linebacker in his face.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Froggy?
SGA, I believe he tied a record yesterday for most turnovers in a game by an NBA Finals game. Could be wrong, though. I always wrong Google. But nonetheless, he said it better than I could. This is him describing their putrid performance yesterday.
It is. We suck tonight. We have to learn the lessons. And we have one game for everything we've worked for. and so do they. And the better team Sunday will win.
All right. By the way, that linebacker was LaVon Kirkland. Look him up. Frightening.
Focus.
You know what's funny? That when I hear these guys
scary.
Talk about, yeah. When I hear these guys talk about Game 7 and how they got there, I immediately think about how Paul Maurice explained Game 7 last year with all the losing three straight to get to that point and how he never wavered and how – and it just seems like we forget the calming effect that Paul Maurice had on the whole fan base, on everybody getting ready for Game 7 after you lost the last three games. And I'm listening to these guys talk, and I'm like, yikes.
Did you hear the rumor that was floating around the ether?
What?
About this run? I think it was from the Empty Netters podcast. They had revealed a story that they had heard that the Edmonton Oilers, after Game 4, they have the comeback, that they apparently made a reservation post Game 6 at their favorite restaurant where they were going to have their celebration, that they bought out the entire restaurant for Tuesday night that they were going to celebrate, and that word got back to the Panthers about this and they put it on the board before Game 5. That they had heard that they had already, after winning Game 4, that they had already planned their celebration in South Florida. The Panthers found out before Game 5 and put it on the whiteboard beforehand, beat the snot out of them. And then, of course, we know what happened.
You know what that's called.
Wait, you know what would be awesome if they actually went to that restaurant to celebrate their win? Was it that?
Poking the bear.
Yep. Poked the bear.
Poked the bear.
I don't believe they went to that same restaurant, J-Fig.
I would have.
Because only Nico Mikola would have liked eating raw fish.
Oh, is it a sushi place?
Sushi place, yeah. They look like, yeah, a bunch of sushi eaters, right?
Me and Frog Boy are on the same page with that.
I think I'm on the same page with you, too. I'm not a big sushi person.
I only eat one sushi, and even then I get a little suspect about it.
I don't know if it's true, but that's what the guys from the Empty Netters podcast.
Do you use the chopsticks? That's a good diet. Chopstick diet.
I like using chopsticks.
Nope.
I have trouble.
You use them as a shovel.
I know how to use chopsticks. We've done this bit before. We'll take a break.
If you had to eat the next three meals only with chopsticks.
I could do it.
Snacks, everything.
I'd be very confident in my chopstick skills.
I'd be dehydrated and starved at the end of the day.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Thank you, Scooby. We will play a little You're Dead to Me, plus more on KD, the Heat, Panthers celebration. It's all happening for us here on a Friday. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.